Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to let Pastor know he was greatly missed.
Bless you.
We, without knowing, led worship. Amen. And God was in the midst and took care. But I have to tell you, Pastor, I was accosted when service was over. Where is Pastor? Is he okay? Have you heard from him? Where is he? And I had heard you were back safe and sound, and so that's what I shared. You all be seated in the name of Jesus. So we missed you greatly, Pastor. Amen? There is a bomb in Gilead. There is a bomb in Gilead to save the sin-sick soul. There is a bomb in Gilead to heal the wounded soul. There is a bomb in Gilead. There is a bomb in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. If you can pray like Peter did, if you can preach like Paul, go and tell your brother, tell your sister, he came to save us all. There is a bomb in Gilead to save the sin sick soul. He came to save us all. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. There is a bomb. Hallelujah, God. In Gilead, there is a bomb to meet your every need. There is a bomb in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Lord God, I come to you right now, your child, God. It's me, God. It's not my mother. It's not my father. It's not my mama, Lurleen, God, in the name of Jesus. It's me, God. Yeah. Lord God, I thank you for my parents, God. I thank you for my grandparents, God. Lord God, I thank you for their prayers, God. Lord God, I thank you for their vision, God. Lord God, I thank you for their commitment to me, God. Lord God, I praise you for your love, God, and your adoration, God. Lord God, I bless your name for your faithfulness, God, because you've been better to me, God, than I could be to myself, God. Yeah. I can't come to you on the skirt strings of my mother or my father or my grandmother. I must come to you just as I am, God. And I ask you, take over, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm here to serve you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I praise you for your son, God. Lord God, I praise you for the blood, for that balm, God, that can take care of every single need, God. Take over me, God. Reduce me, God, in the name of Jesus. Speak through me, God, to your people, God. I believe, God, there's a word, God. I believe, God, there's a word, God. I'm here, God. I seek to be edified, God. I seek to be restored, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Use me as you will, God. Have your way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the God that we serve, for he is worthy and he is righteous. Hallelujah. He is worthy of our praise and our adoration, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. I thank you. If you would just stand with me, God, as we read the word.
Yes.
The focus scripture. We are going to be in Joshua. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Verse 1. We're going to read 1 through 9. Joshua. It's in the Old Testament. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Verse 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Verse 4, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. In respect and fear of the word of our Lord, I have to say that for a moment I got distracted, because it is my prayer that my son begin to communicate by speaking.
Amen.
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 And so he said about 15 times just now, I eat, I eat, I eat, which is a request for snacks.
Amen.
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 So I just thank and I praise God for him and I trust him. Amen.
Amen.
That he will communicate with language. Amen.
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 So we could have just read verse 9. Amen?
Amen?
But it's important to know the backstory.
That's right.
Amen? And it's important for us to remember that as we study and preach from the Old Testament, that there is a balm in Gilead. Amen?
Amen?
There is good news that Christ has come. He is here with us, living. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father. He's coming back. The good news is here. You have the opportunity for full deliverance. You will not be the things that sin has brought into your life.
Amen.
You have a redeemer. Amen?
Amen.
But we're looking at the Old Testament today for some encouragement to get up and get over that Jordan.
Amen.
To get over the gulf that's in the way of where God has told us that he's taken us.
Amen.
Amen? So it's important to note that Moses had passed. Amen?
Yes.
And God had to go to Joshua, his minister, his second in command, and say, come on, get up. Let's go.
Yes.
The promises that I made to Moses, the promises that I made to your mothers and your fathers and your grandparents, the promises that I made back when I wrestled with Jacob, amen?
Yeah.
The promises that I made, they're yours.
Amen.
Get up and get over this Jordan, get over the obstacle before you, and claim what I've given you.
Amen?
Amen? It's important to know that the promise is yours.
Yeah. All right.
That's our first point.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's important to know that God will tell you to get up. Amen? Get up and get moving.
All right?
Yeah.
All right? Point two, get up and get moving in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit in your bed. You can sit in the mess that you're in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can sit in the comfortable place where you are right now and not get over that Jordan, and you won't miss it, because God said before the foundations of the earth, I knew you. And I knew my intentions for you. And I knew where you were going. So you can either do it while you're living and breathing and walking around with joy and can shake your brothers and sisters' hands and can talk with everyone, or you can do it on your deathbed.
Amen?
Amen? But get up and get moving. And get over that Jordan.
Yeah.
And the third point is how. Because I can stand here and tell you what the word says, but it's important to give you a tool of how. And that how is faith. And we preached not too long ago about, is that mustard seed enough? Amen?
Yeah.
Is that mustard seed enough? And we determined that it's not. Amen? It will get you through in a pinch, but we're not going to go and put our life and our salvation upon Christ telling his, admonishing his disciples and saying, you don't have the smallest amount of faith. Because if you had it, you could have completed this task.
Yeah.
But you're standing here faithless trying to work my ministry. And if you had had a mustard seed, just a mustard seed, you could have done it.
Yeah.
He didn't say depend on a mustard seed. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't say walk around with your bag of faith with just a so small mustard seed that you can't even see it. You're looking in the bag, what do I do when you can't even see your faith? Amen? But we're going to look at Hebrews as we close. We're going to look at chapter 11 to make real what this faith is, okay? So Moses had passed away. He was dead and gone. And God had to get his children up. Okay? And he said to Joshua, get up, Joshua. Come on, the promises that I made to Moses, they're yours.
Yeah.
There's some important points in here for me. He said in verse 5, there shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life.
Yeah.
As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee.
Yeah.
I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. There's not anybody that can get in the way of what God has for you.
Yeah.
Amen? There's not any person that can stand in your way and stop you from getting what God has for you.
Yeah.
You can stop it by sitting and waiting, by sitting and squandering time, by sitting and being sad, by sitting and being fearful, by sitting and being afraid, by sitting and worrying, by sitting and wondering, was that really God that said that? Am I supposed to be moving? Well, if he had it for me, he'd make it happen. I'm just supposed to sit here. No, you're not. No, you're not. There's not any person that can stop you from what God has from you but you. Like I said, you can wait and do it on your deathbed, or you can do it right now. What God has for you is for you. Each and every one of us has a gulf in front of us between what God has for us next and what God has for us now. And I've sat in a spot where God had something for me and it felt good and it felt content. Right? It wasn't perfect. There was some hurt, but I was too afraid to take the chance to step out and go to the next point because I don't know what's over there, right? I don't know who's over there. I don't know where my help is. Come on, be honest. Do you know where your help is when you're afraid? Because I'll tell you right now, when you're afraid, you've got a separation between you and the Father. You've got a separation between you and Christ. If you're afraid and you're worried, you're afraid and you're worried. Your prayers will not avail what you're asking for because you are not putting your faith in God. So we need to be clear that what God promised us is ours. We have to get up, right? And we have to understand that there's not a being on the face of this earth, not the enemy with all of his wiles and all of his tricks. There's not an individual. There's not your mother. There's not your father. There's not your pastor. There's not your friend. There's not the criminal waiting to rob you. There's no one that can stand in your way of what God has for you. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, second, God repeats it 3 times. Verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. Verse 9, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. You must be brave.
Amen.
You must be brave. And I'm not talking about muscles.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about tangible weapons you can see and pick up, except for this one. Okay? You can use this one. You can use this word in the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about you standing up and being a big man and saying, I could do anything I want to do. Nobody can stop me. Nobody's going to be in my way. You've seen men and you've seen women boastering about what they can do. Yeah. You've seen people putting on the cape of bravery, but they're not brave.
Yeah.
Because bravery is saying, God, I trust you. In the name of Jesus. Bravery is saying, God, I give it to you, God. In the name of Jesus. Bravery is saying, I stop and I let go, God, because I know you've got it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Bravery is saying, God, you said to move and I'm going to take the step. I don't see what's out there, but I'm going to take the step because I trust you, God. That's bravery. Bravery is saying the words that you need to say to the people that you love. You can say to someone, do you know I see you're in pain, but God loves you. I love you, but I'm imperfect. God loves you best. What do you need, brother? What do you need, sister? Let me show you a word for you. That's bravery. Bravery is waking up in the middle of the night, worried and concerned, and you say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen? Bravery is applying the word of God, his promises to you, to the trouble before you. Bravery is saying, you know what? It's gotten a little tight in here, and I'm not sure. So I'm just going to say, Joshua 1:5, there shall not be any man able to stand before me in the name of God. There shall not be any man able to stand before me. What he promised me is mine in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
It doesn't take a long time to get the word of God across. So I'm just going to move right to 3. I'm going to move to faith. If you'll follow me to Hebrews. And I will be in the 11th chapter, starting at verse 23. And you say to me, minister, how? You said a good thing and I believe you, but I don't know how. You said a good thing and I trust that God, what he promised me is mine, but I don't know how. You told me that you reminded me that all I need to do is be brave in him, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know how. Mm-hmm. So let me give you some evidence. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to let the word preach. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
My Bible, my study Bible, starts to saying Moses and other faithful servants. Mm-hmm. So faith. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Yeah.
Refused. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Someone can set you into a place of stature, and you know that's not who you are, but you allow people to call you that. You allow yourself not to be recognized as the child of God that you are. He says, do not be ashamed of my word. Because if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 25, choosing rather, he said, I will not be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
Yeah.
Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. You can feel him.
All right.
You can experience him. You can call him. He will call you. But you can search the entire earth and you will not see him. He's invisible. Amen? Verse 28, through faith, we're talking about Moses still, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Are you guys listening to this word? It doesn't say anything about by his education, by his knowledge, by his wherewithal. It says by faith. And so when I told you to be brave, I'm telling you to be brave enough to just trust him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to be brave enough to just let your faith work. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Verse 29, by faith they, and we're talking about the children of Israel, passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians assaying to do were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down, and they were compassed about 7 days.
Yeah.
By faith, the harlot, Rahab, perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go back to our focus scripture. Yeah. Joshua, later on, sent a group in spies to see what was going on.
Yeah. All right.
And they got into some heat because the king had become aware that they were there and coming. See, our God does not hide. So he was dealing with the children of Israel, but he was also dealing with the Gentiles.
All right.
Yeah.
Right? So the king knew the promises of God. He said, I know what he said to these people, and they're going to take everything we have. This is the time that it's going to happen. Y'all get out there and y'all find those people that are coming to give them information.
All right.
But there was a believer. Amen? Rahab, a harlot. You know what a harlot is?
Yeah.
Okay. A harlot. But she believed. Mm-hmm. By faith, she did not perish with all of her countrymen, not Rahab and not her household.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not many times in this Bible that we hear the word of God refer to a household being a woman's.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, it's always under a man. But Rahab's faith, that harlot's faith, saved her household. And households then were not the households we have today.
That's right.
My household, headed by my husband, has him in it, me in it, and Gabriel in it, right? But Rahab's household would have had her children, her husband. If she was in a marriage where there was more than one wife, it would have had her the husbands of the wives, it would have had her parents, it would have had all of her immediate relatives.
Yeah.
Down to first cousins, maybe, would have been in her household. And why did God do that? Because she had faith. And that does not sound like mustard seed faith to me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Verse 32. And what shall I more say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again by faith, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Verse 36, we're just going to end the chapter. Verse 36, and others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, the bonds of imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented. I just said in Noonday Bible Study, someone slept under a bridge last night,
Amen.
But was content because of their faith.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Verse 38, of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered the deserts in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Verse 40, God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So you got to get up in the name of Jesus. You got to get up in the name of Jesus, and you got to look over that gulf and put your eye on what God has for you. Every promise he made to you is yours. And I dare say to you, what your grandmother saw in you, where she said you were going, what she prayed for about you, what your mother saw in you, where she said you were going, what she prayed about, it's yours. The promises that God made to your mother, to your father, to your grandparents, to all of those that were before us, those promises are ours. It's for us to get up and get over that gulf, to get over that Jordan. There's not a man on the face of this earth that can stand in the way of us unless we let them in the name of Jesus. And how do you do it? Faith. You've got to believe him. You've got to work on building your faith. You've got to let go of worry. You've got to let go of fear. You've got to let go of concern. And I'm not going to stand here and say I never worry. And I'm not going to stand here and say I'm never afraid. And I'm not going to stand here and say that I'm always completely in line with God because I'm human and I fall down. Amen? But what makes me a saint is I get up and I say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe in you. Lord, I know what you have for me. Even when I can't see it ahead, the direction you've pointed to me and directed me in, God, I want to go. I want to go. So I trust you, God. I believe in you, God. And I've just given you some evidence. I've just given you some evidence through the saints. All of the turmoil and all of the things that that word talked about in Matthew 11 that folks went through, living in caves, wearing sheepskins, wearing bearskins, being afflicted, being tortured. Amen. Some dead and buried, martyred in the name of Jesus. But there is a balm in Gilead to save the sin-sick soul. Amen.
Church, let's say amen. God bless Reverend Smith this morning. God bless you, Reverend.
Amen.
The word of God is where the power is.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith-Porville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, we are the branch, but he is the vine.